Okay. So we'll dedicate today's tonight's shiur also. Le'ilei Nishmas, the three boys, who tonight is the Shloshim. And clearly that their deaths and all the tefillahs that went for them is certainly being used now. So this week's parasha, although it's called Devarim, most don't refer to it as, oh, it's parasha's Devarim this week. Most call it Shabbos Chazayin. That's what it's known as. It's known as Shabbos Chazayin. The reason is because the first word of the Haftarah, which is just the third Haftarah of the 3 weeks of Peronius, Divrei Shimu Chazayin, so the Haftarah this week is Chazayin Yeshaya ben Amoz. So for that reason, we call it Shabbos Chazayin. Interesting. There's another Shabbos where we read a Haftarah that starts with the word Chazayin. Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach has the Haftarah of Chazayin Oivadia. Yet I never heard anyone call Parshas Vayishlach Shabbos Chazayin. So clearly, it's not just because of the first word of the Haftarah that Min of Yisrael is to refer to this parasha, this Shabbos, as Shabbos Chazayin. Not only that, but it's difficult because in Eicha we read that because of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Loi Motsu Chazayin Mei Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that they couldn't find, there were no visions from Hashem, prophecy had ceased. So Loi Motsu Chazayin Mei Hashem, the Haftarah says. And yet we call the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, which is the last of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, in which we read Eicha, where it says Leimotzu Chazayin Mei Hashem, Shabbos Chazayin. So why is it called Shabbos Chazayin? It's Yodua from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshava, who said, "Holy Kedushas Levi, Skusi Yagan Aleinu," that on this Shabbos, the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, every Yid is shown the third Beis Hamikdash. That's what Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshava said. It's far and quoted. So he says, Chazayin, everyone gets a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash. So far, I haven't met anyone who has seen that. But that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Baditshava said. So I guess it means that it's there. It's potentially there. And those who are Zoicha get to see it. So what do we gain by knowing that if we don't see it anyway, as of yet? What do we gain by knowing that? But still, the parasha is called Devarim. So despite that it's Shabbos Chazayin, it is Shabbos Parshas Devarim, and it is the beginning of the fifth Sefer of Chumash, known as Mishnah Torah. This is called Mishnah Torah, which is separate from the other four. And that's why it doesn't start with a Vav, unlike Shmais, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, which start with a Vav, because they're clearly continuations of the Sefer that precedes it. Shmais is a continuation of Bereshis, Vayikra of Shmais, Bamidbar of Devarim, Bamidbar of Yikra, but not Devarim. Devarim is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. It starts Eila HaDevarim. And as the Gemara says in Megillah, Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amor. Moshe said it on his own. Tosfos says Beruach HaKodesh, of course. It wasn't like as if he made it up. Shechina Medaberes Mitarech Reina, but it's part of Chumash, it's part of Perash HaBiksav, of course. Yet it's a unique Sefer. It has its own name. It's called Mishnah Torah. Now, it's the fifth Sefer of Chumash, and it's always read as we enter the fifth month, the month we're in right now, the Chodesh HaChamishi, as we read in last week's parasha, that this month is called the Chodesh HaChamishi, the day that Aaron passes away is referred to as the Chodesh HaChamishi Be'echot LaChodesh. Why do we begin the Sefer HaChamishi of Chumash as we enter the Chodesh HaChamishi? Especially that this Sefer of Chumash is keneged the Torah of Moshiach. We know that the five Chumashim are keneged the five levels of the Neshama. The Neshama has five levels. So Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. So Bereshis is keneged Nefesh, Shmois is Ruach, Vayikra is Neshama, Bamidbar is Chaya. So Devarim is keneged Yechida. Yechida is the highest level. That's the level that will be revealed with the arrival of Mashiach, who is referred to as the Yechida HaKlolis. He will be Mamshech, the fifth level of the Neshama, in every Yid. And that's the highest level. It's the level that is connected to the Amunah of Klal Yisrael. Amunah, which is higher than Da'as, which we see during times of Mesiras Nefesh, during times when Jews, Rahman al-Islam, had to risk their lives for Hashem, and even Kale Kalim, even those who were simpletons of simpletons, didn't even know how to learn at all, Kamat, they knew the Aleph Beis, were ready to give their lives for Hashem, because when there's a time of Mesiras Nefesh, when there's a time of Shmad, that part of the Neshama is revealed, comes out. That part of the Neshama, which is called Yechida Sheba Nefesh, or it's called Pinta Liyid, Atzmius HaNefesh, isn't touched. That part stays untouched, and that's where Emunah is rooted. That's why in times of difficulty, the Emunah shines by Klal Yisrael, especially even by the simple Jews, because that level of the Neshama is revealed. This Chelek of Chumash is Keneged Yechida. That's the part of the Neshama that will be revealed when Mashiach will come. So this part, this Sefer of Chumash is what Moshe Rabbeinu reveals right before Klal Yisrael is about to enter Eretz Yisrael, the last 36 days of his life. And we know that every part of Torah, including that which Mashiach will reveal, is included in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Zayis HaTorah Lo Tehei Mochlefes. Even though it says Torah Me'iti Teitze, and Chazal say Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitze, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that a new Testament, a new covenant, a new Torah is going to be revealed with the arrival of Mashiach. We don't believe that. We're not allowed to say that. It's all included in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's all included in Tanakh. It's all included in Parashat B'Ksav and Parashat Balfeh. It's all Torah's Moshe. It's just that it currently is not in a revealed state. A little bit, but it's starting to become in a revealed state, beginning with Rashbi and continuing with the Ari HaKadosh, whose Yahrzeit is this week. It's interesting that the Arizal was Nifter on the fifth day of the fifth month, Hey of. Just like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Nifter on the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira, Hoyd Shebehoyd, because both Rashbi and the Arizal, whose Rosh HaTevis are the same, Rashbi is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and the Arizal is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloimai, Bereish, B'yad Rama, Bereish Gali, Bereish, that's Rashbi, Bereish is Arizal, that's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloimai, and it's also Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, because their mission was to reveal the part of Torah, the hidden part of Torah, that will be totally revealed when Mashiach will come, who will reveal Yechida, who will reveal this in its entirety. But it's all included in Torah's Moshe, because it can't be new. It can't be new. It was already there. It's just that it's not revealed until Mashiach will come. So it's interesting that as we enter the Chodesh HaChamishi, as we enter the most difficult week of the year, Bechitzonius at least, the 9 days, and this Shabbos is the Shabbos prior to the saddest day of the year, Tisha B'Av, in which it's also to learn Torah. You're not even allowed to learn Torah. Forget about learning the Yechida part of Torah. You're not allowed to learn Torah at all, except for the Avelis, except for Eicha, except for Yirmiyah, whatever it says in Halacha that you're allowed to learn at Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av fell so low because Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chaylev, so you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And yet, we begin a new Sefer of Chumash, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, which is Keneged Yechida, Keneged the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal. And of course then, Tisha B'Av will not be a day when it's Osir Lilmoid. On the contrary, Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, as it says in Medrash, is the day in which Noilad Moshiach Shel Yisrael, who not only is going to redeem the Jewish people and save them from all the catastrophes, and from all the tsaros, and from Hamas, and from all the terrorists, and build the Beis HaMikdash, and remove all the masks, and everyone's going to be happy, and everyone's going to be healthy. But that's not the only thing Mashiach is going to do. What Mashiach is really going to do is to bring the entire world to recognition. L'sakei noylem b'malchus shin dalad yud, v'hoysel ha'ashem ha'melucha, the entire world, goyim as well. In fact, the Medrash says that he will teach Torah to the umayis ha'olam, who will be around at that time. So, the purpose of Mashiach is to teach Torah. Yalamei Torah l'chol ha'om. And what part of the Torah will he teach? He will teach the concealed portion of Torah that is now concealed will then be revealed. So Tisha B'Av, even though now it is a day of total concealment and a day where there's no even Torah is concealed because you're not allowed to learn Torah, will be in this hapech and will be a day of revelation, and it'll be a day in which the secrets of Torah will be revealed. And the Shabbos prior is Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, the first parsha of the fifth Chumash, the fifth level, as we enter the Chodesh HaChamishi. Now it's Yadua that there are five Goliyos. There's excluding Mitzrayim. The Parshas Mitzrayim is koil all of them. So there's Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom, and Yishmael, which we're suffering from right now, currently, as we speak. And after each Golus, Klal Yisrael merit another level of Torah. You see, after Bavel, you have Mishnayis, Gemara. After Yavon, you have Chanukah, Shemen, the Shemen portion of Torah. After Madai, you have Purim, Megillas Esther. After Golus Edom, during the time of Golus Edom, Torah Shabbat Pez, Nisraba more and more. And with the removal of Golus Yishmael, that's when we will be Zoichet to the fifth portion, Keneged Yechida, which is the part of Torah that will be revealed when Mashiach will come, the hidden part of Torah, as mentioned before. Now, Chazal tell us, and this is current events, so it's kedai to talk about it because it's Negeya now. Chazal tell us, and the Baal HaTurim and the Das Kenim of Ali Toysus brings it down in Parshas Lech Lecha and the end of Parshas Chayisara, that Mashiach comes over the downfall of Yishmael. The Oivav Albish Boishes V'Olav Yotzitz Nizrei, says the Das Kenim of Ali Toysus, Olav, on him his crown will sprout. Who's on him? Who's the enemy we're referring to? Yishmael. Says the Targum Yonasan, and also the Baal HaTurim, there are different Gersois, Yishmael, and the other Gersa is Poras. And today we know clearly that it's not a steer, it's Hainu Hach. Today, Mamish, an announcement was made from the Iranian parliament about joining with Hamas, about the destruction of Israel. So anyone who has any doubts, it's very clear. Today we know who's funding them. Yiparas and Yishmael go together. And that's going to be the Tzara Ba'achras HaYomim, and that we see currently, and that's what's going on now. And with the downfall of Paras, says the Targum Yonasan on the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'hinei Eima Chasheicha Gedoyla Nefeles Olav. That Pasuk is referring to all the Goliyos that Aaron Avinu saw on the night of Pesach, where he saw all the future empires, all the Goliyos that are going to persecute his children. So Chazal dashed on that pasuk all the Goliyos. So and Targum Yonasan brings down, and when Paras or the other girl Yishmael falls, then Asidin Amad Yisrael Lameikam. That's when Klal Yisrael is going to rise to its glory, and then Mashiach comes and reveals to us the fifth portion. The part of Torah that's currently concealed. The part of Torah that has been hidden all these years will then be revealed, and that's what we call Torah Chadosha Me'iti Tetzei. Torah Me'iti Tetzei. It doesn't say Chadosha in the Pasuk, but the Medrash adds the word Chadosha. Because compared to the Torah of today, it'll be Chadosha. Now, here we find in this parasha something very similar. Moshe Rabbeinu does not begin Sefer Devarim until after he accomplishes the last battle where he conquers Sichon and Og. And the Torah talks about it here at the beginning of the parasha and at the end of the parasha. Acharei hakoisai eis Sichon melech ha'amori asher yoshev v'cheshboi ve'eis Og melech ha'boshan asher yoshev v'ashtoreis be'edrei. After he hit Sichon and Og be'ever hayardein ve'eretz moyav hoyel Moshe be'eretz ha'Torah. He couldn't begin this portion of Torah, the fifth Chumash keneged Yechida keneged Torosei shel Mashiach, until after Sichon and Og were annihilated. Now, at the end of the parasha, the Torah goes into detail about Melchemes Sichon and Og, especially when it talks about Og Melech HaBashan. Details that were not mentioned in Parshas Chukas, where it says it for the first time. In Chukas, it says already that there was a war with Sichon, there was a war with Og, but here, the Torah goes into more details than it does then, which obviously can use some explanation as to why. You would assume the first time the Torah talks about it, it will talk about it in detail. And when the Torah repeats it, it would say it in passing quickly. No, we find that the Torah is more marich now than it was then about Og Melech HaBashan, including details about the size of his bed, as if that's important. Teisha Amos Arka V'Arba Amos Rachba V'Amas Ish, and including all the cities that were conquered and who got those cities, and that the portion that belonged to Og Melech HaBashan was handed over to Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Yoyer Ben Menashe, Lokachas Kol Chevel Argoiv, until we come to the end of the parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu says, I've commanded Yahushua, and I told him, your eyes have seen what I did to these two kings, the same Hashem is going to do to all the other kings. Don't be afraid of them. Lo tira'um, ki Hashem Elokeichem hu hanilcham lochem. And that's how parasha's devarim, and this parasha ends. And the Haftarah ends with Tzion d'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. So, in our current situation, the same will happen. And those when Yishmael will be gone, just like then, Sichon and Oig, then the Torah of Mashiach will be revealed. Just like here, Moshe Rabbeinu could not begin Sefer Devarim, the fifth Sefer, Keneged, the fifth Bechina, which is Yechida, which is Mashiach, until after Sichon and Oig were gone. Now what's interesting is the Megala Amukas brings down that Sichon is Keneged Esav, and Oig is Keneged Yishmael. And if he doesn't say what I'm about to say, but he does say that, and then I just noticed in the parasha where it says here, right before the war of Sichon and Og, so the pasuk says also something which it doesn't say before. Bo'eshlach ma'alochem mi'midbar k'deimois el Sichon melech Heshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu was repeating this story, and he's telling Klal, I sent agents from midbar k'deimois to Sichon, divrei shalom. We tried to be diplomatic, didn't work. So they were forced into a military exercise. They tried to be diplomatic, but Sichon says no. V'lo yavo Sichon. So Hashem says, go fight Sichon. Now what's midbar kedemos? So Rashi says, even though Hashem did not command me to call out to Sichon and stretch out my hands in peace, I learned it from midbar Sinai, min ha-toira shekodma la'olam, the Torah that preceded the creation of the world. When Hashem came to give the Torah to Israel, he first offered it to Esav and Yishmael. That's what Rashi brings here. So I learned from Hashem that first you try peacefully, it doesn't work, then you battle. What's the connection? Because this is the beginning of the story of Sichon and Og. And as the Megala Amukah says, Sichon is keneged Esav, Oig is connected to Yishmael. Now we find, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't afraid of Sichon, but he's afraid of Oig. Hashem told him, Al tira oisai, don't be afraid of him. So based on this, it's very possible that the idea is, since Oig Melech HaBashan represents Yishmael, because whenever we learn about nations in the time of Chumash, and you wonder, how does it apply today? I mean, those two nations, Sichon and Oig, are gone, so what do we have to learn about them at all? Because the Torah is nitzchius, the Torah is eternal. So what Torah talks about what happened then, but it's also talking about what's happening now. It's the Torah is forever, it's eternal. The whole world is in the Torah. It's the blueprint of the world. So what's happening right now in Gaza, what happened 25 years ago, what's going to happen in 3 years from now, is all in the Torah, it's all there. So just like then, Sichon and Oig had to be out of the picture in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to begin teaching the fifth sefer of Chumash, in our time as well. So Og Melech HaBashan is connected to Yishmael. Yishmael is the most dangerous ghost, as we see today clearly. The fears, the world terror, the type of terrorism, the Islamic fundamentalism, what the world is worried about now, there never was such a fear ever in history, clearly. There was never such a type of nuclear weapons in the wrong hands, or the type of warfare, the way they do things, you don't know where they're going to strike from next. What happened on 9/11 and so on, what's going on now. Everyone is worried what they could do, Chas v'Shalom, the type of terrorism that they're able to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the klipa of Og Melech HaBashan at the end of time. Just like here, that was the last, Og was the last king. He killed Og, and then he was able to start teaching Sefer Devarim, and Hashem says, don't be afraid. The same thing now. He wasn't afraid of Sichon, but he's afraid of Og. Because Galus Yishmael, it says, is the worst Galus. It's more, the Rambam writes it in the Geretz Taiman. And in the Zayar it says that the difficulties that will happen with Galus Yishmael, the Pachar and so on, surpass the previous Goliath, as we see right now in front of our eyes. But the parsha ends off, Loi ti ra'um, don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem alekechem hu hanilcham lachem. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day of the 9 days. And since Ogma B'Chaboshen is connected Yishmael, it's also brought down that Sichain and Oig are connected Tammuz and Av. So Sichain is Tammuz, and Oig is Av, which the Avelis in Oig is, in Av is a lot worse than the Avelis, is much deeper than the Avelis in Tammuz. Sichain, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to deal with. Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with Sichain, wasn't afraid of Sichain. We mentioned already in the month of Tammuz, we learned about Sichain and Cheshbon, and it has to do with Reuven. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesake in Reuven, Yechi Reuven v'Al Yomais. So, but Av, which is connected Oig Melech HaBashan, Av, which is an Oig, which is connected Yishmael, that's a much more difficult month to deal with. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't deal with it. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give a bracha to Shimon. Shimon is connected Chaydesh Av, Kiyadua. Av is Shimon, the fifth month. Shimon is the fifth Shevet, as we discussed in the Rish Chaydesh here. So Shimon, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give a bracha to Shimon. He just hints the bracha to Shimon and the bracha of Yehuda, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda, as Rashi brings down in Parshas Bezalel HaBracha, because Av has to wait for Mashiach. Av will be rectified. Av will be Nishapech to a joyous month when the Geula will come. Chaydesh HaChamishi will become the Chaydesh HaMashichi, same Oisius. And this month will be a month in which, as the Medrash says, we will not be mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but we'll be rejoicing over the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which, according to the Yalkut Shemayni and Malachim, the third Beis HaMikdash will be built in Chaydesh Menachem Av. That's why if you take the word Tisha B'Av and you look at the Miloy of Tisha B'Av, the Miloy means the inside letters of the Tuf of Tisha B'Av is a Yud Vav, and of a Shin is a Yud Nun, and the Ayin is a Yud Nun, and the Hey, and the Beis of, and the Yud Tuf, and the Aleph, and it's Begematria Bayis Hashlishi, the Miloy of Tisha B'Av, without the first letters. And it's Bechitzainius, the outer letters, Tisha B'Av is Avelis, the inner, the Pnimius, the Miloy is Bayis Hashlishi, because this will lead to the Avelis, Kol HaMisabel, whoever is not Misabel, it says, will not be Zeichet to rejoice, but whoever is Misabel will be Zeichet to rejoice. Gilu Ita Masais, those who mourn during this time period will rejoice when the Simcha will come. And the Medrash says that this in this month the Binyan will be. Yavai Aryeh. Hashem is called an Aryeh. Aryeh Shag Mila Yira. And the Beis HaMikdash is called Aryeh. Hoy Ariel. And Nebuchadnezzar was called Aryeh. Ola Aryeh Misubchoy. So the Medrash says, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in the month of Aryeh because Av is Mazel Aryeh, Leo is Av, is Aryeh, Al-Menas, Sheyivne HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called Aryeh, the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Ariel, in the month of Aryeh, which is the month of Av. So Av is the month destined for Binyan, Av is the month destined for Geula, Chodesh Menachem Av, the month that Hashem would Menachem us. And we read always the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, the beginning of the fifth Sefer of Chumash, which this Sefer ends Simchas Torah time. Now, the Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, is completed on Simchas Torah. And we start it Tisha B'Av time. But it's one Sefer, because Tisha B'Av will be even more joyous than Simchas Torah. Tisha B'Av will be Nishapech, Tisha B'Av Leidas Moshiach Shel Yisrael will be Nishapech to a day of Simcha. Now, right at the beginning of the parasha, we're told, and here's also where the Torah elaborates, about the Maisa HaMeraglim. But before we get to that, Oig Melech HaBashan, which we just mentioned, is connected to Yishmael. Oig Melech HaBashan is Menachem Av, is this month. In this month is the most difficult of all the months. Like Oig Melech HaBashan was the most difficult klipa to deal with, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself is afraid of him. When does Oig appear in Chumash? When does Oig Melech HaBashan, where does he arrive? He arrives in Parshas Lech Lecha. Rashi brings him in this week's Parsha. Nisham Yesar Rafayim. He comes, Vayavai HaPolit, Vayage, VaAvram HaEvri. He came Pesach night, Leil Pesach. He came to tell Avram Avinu that life was taken into captivity. And that's why the Chazal tell us, Midrashim, Tagum Yonis, that's why his name was Oik. It wasn't his real name. Oik has the word Ugois Matzois. Because Avram was baking matzah when Oik Melech HaRoshan came. So because of that, he's called Oik, Uga. Not that he looked like a matzah, but we know he was very tall. But that's why his name was Oik, because he came Pesach time. So what are Chazal teaching us? Because Oik Melech HaRoshan, which is the most difficult klipa to deal with, he wanted to have Avram Avinu killed, as Rashi says. His intention was he wanted to marry Sarah. He wanted Avram to go into battle and get killed. Avram was the first Jew. Avram is the Reish L'maminim. And it's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, has to be, only he can kill Oig Melech HaBoshan, and he's the one who kills Oig Melech HaBoshan. He runs and he smashes him on the ankle, as the Gemara says in Brachos at the end. So he already started up with us in the time of Avram Avinu. He already wanted to have Avram Avinu killed. And had Avram Avinu been killed, there would have been no future for Am Yisrael. And he's also the only one who was able to wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael in 1 second. As the Gemara says, he picked up a mountain that was the size of the entire Machon Yisrael, and had he dropped it on us, there would have been no Jew left. So he had the capability to wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael very, very quickly also. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him, of this klipa of Oig Melech HaBoshan. The final Golus, the last moments of Golus, the most difficult, what we have to encounter, the most difficult concept is Emunah. Emunah is very difficult at the end. Ubadovar azeh einchem maminim b'Hashem elokeichem, says the pasuk here in this week's parasha. When they get to the Maisa HaMeraglim, the Torah reveals to us that besides the great chet of the Meraglim and the Lashon Hara that was involved, it was the lack of Emunah. Ubadovar hazeh einchem maminim b'Hashem elokeichem, Rashi says here, you don't believe in the Havtocha that I promised you. So it was lack of Emunah. Emunah, as mentioned before, is Keneged Yechid. That's Keneged, the fifth level of the Neshama. That's what was lacking then, and that's what we need now to be able to be Zeicha to the Geula, to strengthen and intensify our Emunah. Rabba Emunah Secha, as it says in Eicha. In Eicha it says, Chadoshim Labba Karim, Rabba Emunah Secha. Rabbi Emunah Secha is b'gematria Acharis Hayomim. The Tikkun in Acharis Hayomim is Ribui Emunah. We saw Benegeya to the three Bacharim whose tonight the Shloshim, a tremendous display of Emunah was revealed by their mothers, by their parents. Unbelievable Emunah and Betochim during this most difficult time period, this last 30 days. The Emunah comes out, the Emunah of Klal Yisrael, Shloimei Emunah Yisrael, the tremendous Emunah of Klal Yisrael in the most difficult times. Just as then, when we left Mitzrayim, in the Schus of Emunah, Vayamein Ha'am, they were Zeichet to the Geula, in our time as well, Yid has to know and believe that everything that's happening now is all for good. It's all to prepare us for the Geula. All the missiles and the tremendous Chasdei Hashem that we see, the tragedies as well too, we have to mention, Hashem Yikoim, Harninu Goyim Amoy, Kidam Avodov Yikoim, V'nokom Yoshev L'tzora, V'chipur Admasai Amoy. Certainly Hashem will avenge the blood of every Israeli soldier, and of the three boys who were killed, because they're Jewish, and therefore they're Kedoshim, the same level as those who were killed during the Holocaust. We say when we mention their names, Hey Yudal Hashem Yikaim Damam, and they will come back, there will be Tchias Hamesim, and they will all be back here. But right now what's required is Emunah. There's a lot of things that we have to work on, but Emunah is certainly a very, very important factor in all of this. Emunah is what was lacking then, and that's what led to Tisha B'Av. Because the story of the Meraglim was lack of Emunah that Hashem can conquer the land. We have to believe Hashem can destroy Hamas. Not the Iron Dome. Hashem can destroy Hamas. Hashem gave the intelligence to the one who invented the Iron Dome to do it in a perfect time. It was perfect timing, because unfortunately now it was needed. So Hashem is the one who gave the Seichel and the technology, the knowledge for that technology at this moment when we need it. But that's not what's doing, that's not what's, the Yeshua is not from that. The Yeshua ain lano lihi sha'ein ela al avinu sheba shamayim. That's what it says in the Gemara in Saita and in Sanhedrin, when it talks about all the events of Ikvus of the Mashiach. So it says, the last thing it says is that we have no one to rely on but our Father in heaven. That's a simon of Ikvus of the Mashiach. When everyone is saying that already, when we realize that we can't put our faith in the United States anymore, and certainly not now, and when we realize that we can't put our faith in the Israeli government either, and we can't put our faith in mortal men, but we have to realize that Hashem is the one who's behind all of this, and only He can bring the Yeshua, and we have to be mispallel that those who are fighting have the emunah and the betachon, and many of them do, and then we'll be victorious. Ein lano lehisha'ein. The word lehisha'ein comes from the word mish'an, means to support, to rely. Shimon, this is the month of Shimon. Shimon has the same letter, has the letters Mish'an in it. The month of Shimon, which is Shama Hashem Kisnua Anoichi, that Hashem listened to our prayers despite that we feel hated, despite that we're in Golus. Shama Hashem Kisnua Anoichi, that's Chodesh Menachem Av, the Chodesh of Shimon, which has in it the letters Mish'an. Ein lanu lehisha ein el al avinu shebashamayim. Av is avinu shebashamayim. This is the month in which it's revealed that Hashem is our Father. And whatever He did to us was out of love, not chas v'shalom, out of hate. It wasn't, as the pasuk says here, the klal Yisrael, b'sinas Hashem hoitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim. They claim that Hashem hates them. The sinas Hashem, the pasuk says over here. Hoitzosay l'sina hoitza. Rashi says, no, v'hu oyev eschem. You think He hates you because you hate Him. But who are you? We have to realize everything is from when a child is punished, not because his father hates him, because his father loves him, not because he hates him. So the Eibusha took away the Beis Hamikdash from us, not because He hates us. He took away the Beis Hamikdash. Shafach Chamasi Alo Eitzim V'Alo Avonim. Instead of letting out His anger on us, He let out His anger on the building. So He took away the building and He saved us. And isn't it obvious now during this time period? I know Rav Moshe Wolfson, the last Shabbos I heard, the Shalashuddha said that you see such an ahava, you see Mamash Hashem is keeping us in His embrace during the last 3 weeks, pushing away all the missiles, at least 95% of that. But what could have, the catastrophe, what could have happened here, everyone was talking about the miracles of 24 years ago by the Persian Gulf War when 39 Scud missiles hit Israel from Iraq. Of course they were miracles. And now when 2,500 missiles hit, isn't that greater? Aren't the miracles even greater than then? So certainly Hashem is displaying and showing us tremendous ahava and protecting us, kirachem of albonim, because He wants to bring us close to Him. Clearly, He wants to bring us close to Him. He's preparing us for the Moitzoy Shviyas Ben David Ba. Not that we have to wait till Moitzoy Shviyas, but He's preparing us because this is the cycle, this is the Shemitah cycle that hopefully, as mentioned in previous weeks, B'shishas Kailais, B'shviyas Mulchamais, we're Yaitzah with the Mulchamais already. Over Moitzoy Shviyas Ben David Ba, it looks like He's rushing, He's making it happen fast. Because it's not even Shemitah yet, and it's already Shviyas Mulchamais. Maybe that means that we don't have to wait till Moitzoy Shviyas for Ben David Ba either. But certainly, all the events, and every day, if one is paying attention, not that it's a mitzvah to listen to the news, and certainly to certain media outlets, but if you do, everyone wants to know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. You're mechuyev to know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. The Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, you want to know what's going on. And you should know what's going on. So if you're paying attention, you're hearing not only that, but you're hearing what's going on in other parts of the world, upheavals and killings and many wars and one nation antagonizing another nation. Malchus, Mizgara, Zubazu. It's no question that this is a very, very unique time period, if not mamash, the end of Golus, and the Geula is about to start. And we begin now the Sefer of Mishnah Torah. Mishnah is also Osius Shmeina. The Torah of La'asid Lavai is the Torah of Shmini. Mashiach is going to bring in, is going to usher in the level of Shmanatzeach al Hashminis. Who's the one who gets the land of Oig Melech HaBashan? Ya'ir ben Menashe. Oig comes to Avraham Avinu on Pesach. Oig is called Oig because of that. Matzah, we know, is Amunah. Oig is fighting emuna. Our generation, the nesoyin of our generation, among the main nesoyinus of our generation, is kfira, atheists, people who lack in emuna and betochen. Lack of emuna and betochen, those who think that chas v'shalom, the world is running on its own, and there's unfortunately a lot of that kfira in our time, tremendous meanness and kfira in our time. That's the klipa of Oig Melech HaBoshan, Oig who came to attack Avraham Avinu, the Reish Lamaminim. So he came Pesach night, and he represents Tisha B'Av. That's why the Torah tells us that his bed was Teisha Amos. 9 Amos was the length of Oig Melech HaBoshan's bed. And the Torah reveals this to us now as we get into the 9 days, because it's Negeya now. It wasn't Negeya in Parshas Chukas. It's Negeya now, because now we enter the time period of Tisha, the 9 days. As we mentioned about Rosh Chodesh here, that this is the month that was created with the letter Tes, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Himlech Ois Tes. Tes, the first time it ever says Tes in Chumash, is by the hidden light, as Ha'or Ki Toiv. That's talking about the hidden light that Hashem created at the beginning of creation, which we will be zeichet to see with our eyes. Re'ei. Right here at the beginning of Chumash, at the beginning of this parasha, it says, Re'ei. Nosati lifneichem es ha'oretz. If not for chet hameraglim, Rashi brings it, if not for chet hameraglim, we wouldn't have needed any weapons, no iron dome, no anti-missile, no, none of these weapons that we hear about today. It's all because of the Golas. They're called clay Zion. Zion is this world. This is the world of Zion. In the world of Shemini, there are no weapons. Mashiach is not going to fight using any weapons at all, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, b'sfosav yomis resha. With his lips, all you have to do is utter a curse. In one word, one sentence, he'll get rid of whoever has to be gotten rid of. Rav Nachman Breslover writes that Mashiach will not ever touch a weapon even. He will never touch a weapon. Just like no weaponry, no metal is allowed on the Mizbeach, Mashiach will not have to use any weapons whatsoever except his, or only with the power of speech. Devarim. That's why the name of this parasha is Devarim. It's all because of words. It happened because of words. Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and we know that all the Averis, that because of those Averis were in Golas, are all called Dovar. The Nishmartim, we call Dovar, Penyye, Dovar, Levav Chabliyal, it's all called Dovar. Uva Dovar Hazeh Enchem Aminim, as it says over here. And then you have the Devarim, the bees that came, the Torah reveals that to us over here. It does not say that in Parshas Shlach, Dafka over here. In Devarim, it talks about the Devarim. It's all Devarim that brought it out, brought it about, and it'll be Devarim that'll end it. Our words, our davening, our tefillos, our learning, our kind words, our soothing words that we speak to one another, doing acts of chesed, doing acts of kiruv, that's what's going to bring the geula. So here at the beginning it says, Re'ei nosati lifneichem es ha'aretz, boyu rushu es ha'aretz. So Rashi brings over here, no one will contest the land. You won't have to fight any battle. The Einchem Srichim Lemulchama. Had they not sent the Meraglim, Lo Yud Srichim Leklei Zayim. So this pasuk is talking right after they left Har Sinai. When they left Har Sinai, Rav Lechem Sheves Bohar Azeh, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them what they lost because of what happened on Tisha B'Av. That's why this is repeated here in this parasha, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, where the Torah goes and elaborates about the story of the Meraglim, just like it elaborates about Oig Melech HaBoshan, which now we understand why. It elaborates about the Meraglim, because the Meraglim was the first incident that brought about the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. As the Mishnah says in Tainus, the 5 tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av. The first one is Nigzer al Avoseinu Shalai Konsul Oretz. Why? Because of what happened Tisha B'Av. They came back Ches Av. That night they cried. So Hashem says, you cried for nothing. I'll give you a reason to cry. So the Torah tells us over here, you know what would have happened had you not sent the Meraglim? Penu Usu Lachem Uvayu Harho Emoiri. V'yal Kol Shechenov Bo'arova Bo'horov Ashefelu Ba'negev V'chayv Hayam Ad Hanor Agodon Nahar Peros. So Rashi brings over here that originally the plan was Shechenov, Amoin, Moav, and Har Seir, which is Esav. Those are the 3 nations that we currently cannot antagonize, we cannot attack, we can't enter their lands, we can't enter their airspace because we're in Golas. But had we not sent the Meraglim, there would not have been a Golas, we would have gone to those 3 countries right away and taken them over. And he airs over here, Uvashfela, Uvanegev, Ashkelon, Ve'Aza. That's the cities we're hearing about now. Ashkelon is being bombarded, Aza is Gaza. Those cities that we were supposed to enter first into Eretz Yisrael, if not for Chet HaMeraglim, are in the news now. Because perhaps now is when it's happening. But we were supposed to go there already and conquer it all, and all of this would have been done without any weaponry, re'ei, in a bechina of re'iyah. We would have seen with re'iyah as the highest level. Instead, as Yitzyadua, that Av is the month of Shmia. We fell into Shmia. Shmia means to listen. We only hear. We don't see. So the Pasha ends off. Hashem says to Yahushua, Yahushua is written with a Vav here. Unlike in most places, it says Yahushua, but only one Vav. Here it's written with two Vavs. Yahushua, Yudke Vav, Shin Vav Ayin. That's Yahushua, Tzivesi, Bo'es Ha'ilemar. The Torah is telling us that there's going to be a big Yeshua. V'es Yahushua Tzivesi Bo'es Hahi, at that time, at that very difficult time, at the end of time, Bo'es Hahi, Bo'es is Rosh HaTevis, Eis Tishra B'Av. Einecha HaRoyos Eis Kol Asheras. You will see with your eyes. Today, there are a lot of things that we are seeing with our eyes now. Einecha harayos, you will see with your eyes what's going to happen in the future. Don't be afraid of that. Meaning that we will once again be zeicha to the bechina of re'iya. Unlike what it says in Eicha, b'machshakim hoshivani kimei se'olam, v'ayoylach choshech v'loy or, because of what happened on Tisha B'Av, there's no light, there's darkness, so we don't see. Loy matzu chazoin mei Hashem. However, as we began, this Shabbos is called chazoin, because it's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av was the day that we went into darkness. There is no chazayin, there's no vision, we don't see anything. That's what it was till now. But the goal is that we come to the Tisha B'Av of the future. That's the Tisha B'Av that would have been if not for Chet HaMeraglim. The Torah is telling you in this parish what would have happened if had they not sent the Meraglim, re'ei nosati lifnechem esorz. Or had the Meraglim come back on Ches Av and not given a negative report, so when would they have gone into Eretz Yisrael? The next day, which means Tisha B'Av. They would have gone on Tisha B'Av, and they would have gone in without any weaponry. Re'ei, they would have been able to see with their eyes what today we hear, they would have seen. But the future will be that we will see. The future will be that Re'einecha HaRoyos, you will see with your eyes. Eis kol asher asa Hashem alekeichem, ken yasa Hashem l'chol ha'amoches hashata oivah shama. Chazoin Yeshayahu, that this is a vision of Yeshua. There is a vision of Yeshua. The fact, as we mentioned before, the Levitz of Adichava said that the Shabbos before Tishba, everyone gets to see the third Beis HaMikdash, even though we don't see it, means that it's there. That means that the Shabbos before Tishba has the potential to be the Shabbos before Yom Tov. It's Shabbos HaGadol, like the Shabbos before Pesach. Tisha B'Av always falls out the same day as Pesach, Yodua, Atbash. Hisbiani b'Aroyrim, Hirvani la'ano, says the Medrash in Eicha, that the night of Tisha B'Av falls out always the same as the night of Pesach, because the Golus is rooted in the Geula. The only reason why there is a Golus is in order that there should be a Geula. So the Golus is rooted in Geula. What happened on Pesach will happen on Tisha B'Av. Even though Tisha B'Av is Mitzorim, Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim, Tisha B'Av will be the day that we will get out of Mitzrayim. Tisha B'Av will get out of Golus. Now we are now in the 9 days during the time of Melchama, and this Shabbos is the Shabbos before Leidas Mashiach. Leidas doesn't have to mean Mashiach is going to be born next week. Hopefully he's around. He doesn't have to be born yet. He's already here. He doesn't have to be born. Meaning, it means it's a day of revelation, as the Ritzal, the Pre-Tzadik says. Leidas Mashiach either means that the first one who could have been Mashiach in the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was born on Tisha B'Av, or, literally, whoever it is could have been born on Tisha B'Av, or also, Leida meaning revelation, that Tisha B'Av is the revelation of Mashiach. Oig Melech HaBashan went to tell Avram that Lot was in captivity. And what did Avram do because of that? He went to save Lot. Why was Lot saved? In order to bring out Malchus Beis David. So Lot, Oig Melech HaBashan plays a role in bringing Mashiach, because Oig goes to tell Avram that Lot was taken into captivity. Ki nishba achiv. And because of that, Avram runs and saves him, takes him out of captivity, and from him, from his daughters, from him comes Moav, Rus, David, Mashiach, all. Perhaps that's why Oig Melech HaBashan lived so long, there's such a shita. Not only because as a result of what he did, he brought the Geula to the world. So just like the same thing will happen to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is connected to Oig Melech HaBashan, Teisha Amos is B'Gematria, Uvolet Tzion, Goyev, L'Shavei Fesha B'Yakov. The Geula will come in the midst of the most difficult time, in the most difficult time, the most difficult place, the most difficult to the lowest generation, that's where the Gula will be revealed. And now that we're holding already in the 9 days, and it's already the week of the Devarim, the week of Shabbos Chazayin, when we started Mishnah Torah, our hope is that Mashiach will be revealed and will end the battle. We should, the Chas V'Shalom, no more soldiers should have to go in harm's way. The whole idea of having to go there and into Gaza on foot is a sakana. It's not perhaps necessary, perhaps, but it's a sakana. They have to protect the people. Yes, they have to defend the country. Yes, 100%. It has to be done. But that, our prayers are not that they should go and they should be there. They should fight and then also we'll lose a few soldiers. Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. That's not what our tefillah should be. Our tefillah should be Yeshua Hashem Kerefai. Hashem should send Mashiach immediately, and not one Israeli soldier should have to be in harm's way whatsoever. Ubisfosav Yomis Resha, and he will know how to fight without having to use any weapons, and there'll be no civilian casualties on either side. Lahavdil. And then, as it says, Benegeir to Yishmael in Parashas Lech Lecha, Yishmael Shmaticha, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. Hinei beirachti oisei, vehifreisi oisei, vehirbeisi oisei, b'me'oi, ushneim osam nesiyem yoylid, unishativ l'goy godol. We suffer from this bracha that was given to Yishmael. But Rashi brings here, shneim osam nesiyem, does that mean that Yishmael is going to have 12 princes, like Lahavdol, Elif Havdolas? We have 12 Shvatim. Says Rashi, very simple. No, Nesiyim over here means clouds. Ka'anonim yichlu, k'may Nesiyim v'ruach. Nesiyim could also mean clouds. So Rashi says this, in Chumash, Pashab Shat, Trut Tashal Mikra, that when it says in the Pasuk 12, Nesiyim yoylid, they will dissipate, they will blow away like the clouds. Shneim also Nesiyim. That's what Rashi says. That's how it's going to end. Meaning, it doesn't have to be through any deaths. Chas V'Shalom, not one soldier should have to suffer or lose his life because of that. Torah says how it's going to end. Shnei Mosen Esim Yoylid. And then the Esbrisi Okim Es Yitzchok. We should be zeicher to that and be zeicher that this Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov, a day that we'll be able to rejoice, a day that we'll be able to be in the Beis Hamikdash and bring all the karbanos that we haven't been bringing for so long. And we should be zeicher to the Yeshua of the Yeshua's Hashem Kerev Ayin, the total Yeshua Tzion, the Mishpat Tipada, as we end off the Haftarah here, B'Shaveha B'Tzedakah, in the Schus of Mishpat and Tzedakah, which means in the Schus of Torah and Tzedakah, Klal Yisrael will be redeemed, and we should be zeicher to that immediately. I will not, Mitzvah Shem, next 3 weeks I'm not going to be here, so we'll resume. Mitzvah Shem, if we're still here, we shouldn't have to resume at all. But if we're here, the week of Shoftim.